Parshas Vayichi, Zot Rashi, Lomo Parshas Ustumo, Latishachiva and Sheniftar Yaakov Avinu Nistamu, Einayim Velibom Shel Yisrael, Mitzoras Hashibud. So the Mefarshim ask on the Rashi, how do you know that the Parsha is Stuma? Maybe it's not a new Parsha. Stuma means that between Parshas, doesn't mean Parshas HaShavua. It means there are Parshiyos. Some Parshiyos are Psuchos, some Parshiyos are Stumos. Maybe it's one big Parsha. Who says that the Pasuk of Ches, Vayichi Yaakov, is a new Parsha? Maybe it's not a Parsha Stuma. It's Taka Hemshech of the previous Parsha. So there's a Mahalich from the Bechor Shor, it's in Psochim Davov. The Gemara says in Psochim that there's a klal of Ein Muktam Amukhar Batayra. Oh, but the klal of Ein Muktam Amukhar Batayra is only when it's in two different Parshiyos. In the same Parsha Gufa, Masha Muktam Muktam and Masha Mukhar Mukhar. If you look at the last pasuk in Parshas Vayigash, Vayoshev Yisrael Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Vayayachazu Vayifru Vayirvu Ma'oid. Now we know that Vayifru Vayirvu Ma'oid, it says in Shemois, Vayishrusu Vayifru Vayirvu Ma'oid, only started after the Tzoras HaShibud. That's when the Eberster saw that they had Tzoras HaShibud and Apo Pekin Vayifru Vayirvu Ma'oid. Now the next pasuk is Vayichi Yaakov, the Yaakov is still alive. And the Tzoras HaShibud only started 17 years later after Yaakov and that door was nifter. So the pirate Shloim Lefi Aseid is a guy. The Teretz is Ein Muktam Amukhar Batayra. Aber Ein Muktam Amukhar Batayra is only in two different parshiyos. In the same parsha Gufa, it can't be Meshem Muktam Muktam and Meshem Muktam Muktam. Darvin Dog and Attack a separate parsha, and that's why it's able to be Ein Muktam Amukhar Batayra. And the half there's no hefsek in Oisis, so it's a parsha Stuma. It's a Yaitim and a Klal. It's a parsha Stuma. It's a separate parsha. It's a parsha Stuma. Lama parsha Stuma. Balei Kari know about this because they have a hard time finding the Vayichi Yaakov. It's a mit, it's Parsha Stuma. It's a Parsha Stuma l'pishe nistamo yinei v'lima sh'yisrael. Now it says Vayichi Yaakov lived 17 years in Mitzrayim. There were 17 years that Yaakov originally was Megadol Yosef. Yosef was Nisrachik mi'oviv when he was 17. That means Yaakov was Megadol Yosef for 17 years. And now Yosef reciprocates. Yosef is being Zonu Machalkel, his father Yaakov, paying him back 17 years. And you see, the Shavu state the Holarichus, that Toiv is Gematria 17, because he says, Vayichi Yaakov, Eretz Mitzrayim, Shvas Reishona. And we can make the Cheshbon, we know when he came down, we know he was 147, we can figure out it's 17. 17 is saying that it's Toiv. Yaakov Avinu was coming down to Mitzrayim, it's still the Bechina of Mais Ovesim Labonim, to Shtelavek, Ein Toiv El Toira, he sends Yehuda to go to Goshen. He's stelling a vek, a massive, that Klaisel should be able to survive Taka in the Shver Golos of Mitzrayim. Now we know when Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, it stopped the Shnas Rav. The Emes Pari had a chaloyim that is supposed to be Sheva Shnei Rav. And after Shnatayim of Rav, it stopped because Yaakov Avinu came down. Aber Rabbeinu Bachaya brings the Machloikis Rishonim. After Yaakov's Petira, 17 years later, did the Rav come back for another 5 years? There's a Machloikis Rishonim, some Rishonim hold it since the whole Hafsok of the Rav, Yitzchilu was in the Schus of Yaakov, so afterwards Taka, after the Shvat Rishon of Toiv, of Yaakov Avinu, it came back to Rav. And other Rishonim say, no, once in the Schus of Yaakov, it stopped. I heard over a Maisa, that from the Varzai, that someone came to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The Maisa was that the stipler many years before had given him a bracha. He was very, very sick, and the stipler had given him a bracha, and the machla went away. And a few years later, the machla came back, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, it's Pasha Toli this. The stipler had been nifter in the interim. And he said, it's Pasha Toli, Avada, the Schus, why your machla went away. Is in the schus of the bracha of the stipler. Now the shaila is, it's totally the 2 days in Rabbeinu Bechaya if the bracha goes weiter. So the Sof Yom of Yaakov is calling Yosef, Vayischazek Yisroel Vayeshev Al Amito. Zok Rashi, Tala Beidno Sagidle. A shuol. Even when it's his time, normally the melech is the ari, but even when the shul has his day, the one time when he has his aliyah, when he's oylul gad l'gdula, when it's the shul's turn, you have to bow down to the shul. Shul be'idna sagidle. But there's a verse over here, a person has to be a shul. A shul is a pikeach. A person has to be a pikeach to know the chaparayim. Every person has yimei aliyah, yimei yirida. By some people it's a little more than yimei aliyah, by some people it's less. But if you're a shul, you're a pikeach, Be'idna, when it comes that time that you're holding on high, so sagidle, you chaparayim, you nutzesoyf. You have to not miss the opportunities. when a person has the opportunity, then he has an aliyah to chop it around. That's the talib in the sagitman. So it states, Vayagid leYaakov vayomer, Hine bincha Yosef bo aleicha, vayischazik Yisrael vayeshav al amito. Is a verse from the Goyim. We know the Gemara says when Ben Giloy is mevaker choyla, so he takes away 1/60th of the machla. The pashtus, it goes to the Ben Giloy. He doesn't take it away. He takes it from him. The Ben Giloy takes it. Takes 1/60th. That's why, that's the Gemara in the Dorim. Zokti going, that's why it says, and originally it said Hine is 60. But then, the Yeshem al Hamita, Hamita is 59. Because 1/60th of the machla went away. Now Yaakov Avinu is talking to Yosef. There's a pasuk here. Vayomer Yaakov el Yosef, Kel Shakai Nira Eli Beluz Be'eretz Kanaan. There's a tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger in Hilchis Sefer Torah. There was a shiloh, what to do? There was a Sefer Torah that was missing a word in this pasuk. But the suffix was, and they came to Rabbi Kiveger, the whole tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger about it. It said Vayomer Yaakov, and then it said Aleph Lamed, and then it said Shakai. But it wasn't clear. Is it missing the words? Vayomer Yaakov, and it's missing El Yosef. Those are the two words that are missing. And it says Kel Shaka, and now you have a problem because you can't be Moichik Hashem of Hashem in order to make it smaller. Or no, maybe it's just, it says Vayomer Yaakov El. The Aleph Lamed is the El. If Sichu was missing two words, but the question is, was it missing the shame, was the Aleph Lamed that's written? Is that an Aleph Lamed of Kodesh or an Aleph Lamed of Choyl? Nafkmin, if you're able to be Moichik, I have to choose Rabbi Kivege Vegina. So, Akoponim Yaakov is giving a bracha. Ephraim and Menashe, Keruvein v'Shimon Yiuli. Now, Be'emesh Seito, a great tzach, that Ephraim and Menashe are going to be Azoi v'Shvotim. They're going to be like Reuven and Shimon. They're going to have the Bechina of a Shevet. Yosef was Zoicha that his sons, Ephraim and Menashe, are considered Shvotim. It's not for now, but there's a big arichas in them when we consider Levi a Shevet, and then Yosef is a Shevet. And when Levi is not in the Cheshbon and Fakert, Ephraim and Menashe are in the Spatzel Lishnaim, they're considered Shvatim. But Akaponim, it's Ephraim and Menashe is Keruvein v'Shimon Yili. The Baal HaTurim brings that Ephraim and Menashe is Gematria Reuven v'Shimon. So Ephraim and Menashe is Keruvein v'Shimon, it's Gematria Reuven v'Shimon. Now the Emes is that it's one off. Ephraim and Menashe is 732. Reuven v'Shimon is 731. So either the Klal is the Gematria is allowed to be off by one. Why? So Andres say no. It's Kiruvin v'Shimon. It's not Ephraim and Menashe. Kiruvin v'Shimon. It's off by one. But that's what's the one in the Rishonim say. The pasuk says by Yosef v'Ani Nosati Lochem Shchem Echad Al Achecha. What's the Shchem Echad of the Rosh? That's one more. That Ephraim and Menashe is one more than Reuven v'Shimon. He gives him a bracha, b'chol yivar v'yisrael, yisimcha elikim, kefraim v'chimenashe, it's nog in klal yisrael. L'doiris, when they bench a girl, you give the bracha, yisimcha elikim, kesara rifka racha v'leia. And when you give a bracha to a boy, you don't give him the names of the avos, you say, kefraim v'chimenashe. And it's oimer darsheni, ma meyuchad b'efraim v'menashe, that we don't say kavrom yitzchit Yaakov, we say, yisimcha elikim, kefraim v'chimenashe. This was Avadat Avtocha Yaakov was saying, B'choy Yivarech Yisrael, Azoy V'tklal Yisrael Machan Avrocha. Oh, but what's Taked Pshat? So one Pshat is, Ephraim Menashe is a Moiridik Semel for this Nakuda, when you want to give a Brocha to your children, we know this, you read this Hadoiris. Ephraim Menashe are Mesamel, not you read this Hadoiris. Ephraim Menashe were Enechlech of Yaakov, not sons, but they became Shvatim. They got the Bechina of Shvatim. They were Zoicha, we spoke before, they were Zoicha Keruvin V'Shimon Yoli. They were Zoicha to be the Bechina of a Shevet. Ephraim and Menashe, Mitzarech al Nechdim, Enechlech, or they have a Bechina of a son. That's the Enechlech of Bracha Godlam is there to give to the children, that it should go weiter, it should be a Bechina of Ephraim and Menashe, that there shouldn't be Yeridus HaDoiris. Another Pshat I saw brought down, that Ephraim and Menashe grew up in the Golis, and that's the Bracha that we're giving, that Klal Yisrael gives LaDoiris in the Golis, that they should be zoicha, that the children should be able to be in his gadel in the richtige veg to derech Yisrael Saba, even when it's in the gulfs. Even when it's in the gulfs. Another nakuda is, and this is important when you have by brothers, you had it by the shvatim. L'chayre Yaakov was shikal as yod of Yaakov. L'chayre did a pu'ula that maybe would have been a source of kinah between Ephraim and Menashe, and it wasn't Mo'ir kinah, and that's a bracha that we're giving that it should be like Ephraim and Menashe, that is not, wasn't this Eir Kina, and it was Avav Achav Veneim. That's Pshatim, why it says, why we say, Kephraim v'chemenashe. You have the Hemshech, the Parsha, by the Brichas Yaakov, the Chazal bring, Vikesh Yaakov, Legalas, Esakets, and it was Nistim in the men. So the Rosh says, Bikesh Yaakov Megalas as a Kate, you don't have the letters Kuf and Sadi in the Shvatim. He wanted to be Megala the Kate, and there's no Kuf and Sadi in the names of the Shvatim. But they answered back, what was the question? They answered back that who Adin, there's no Ches and Tes in the Oisis of the Shvatim. The same way there's no Kuf and Sadi, there's no Ois, Ches and Tes. You have a great sugya, the Birchas Yaakov. Birchas Yaakov. The emphasis on the first Shvatim on Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. He gives a Musa Shmuz. Vaisoy, that's also a bracha. That's the echad bracha. By Reuben it says, Pachas Kamayim Al Toysar, Pizizos. It's brought down, that Arizal brings, that the emes, the shayrish of the chait of Adam HaRishon, was also pizizus. The emes, Adam HaRishon, was supposed to be oichel from the Eitz Hadas, and he was supposed to be in his Davik B'chava, but it was all supposed to be on Shabbos. And the chait was pizizus, that he did it before, he made an early Shabbos. He did it beforehand. I saw once of Shabbos, why couldn't he make early Shabbos? Because early Shabbos is only when there's already a Metzias of Shabbos in development, and there's a Muslim of early Shabbos. So not only is given a Metzias in Shabbos, and is given Suki Pasuk. Early Shabbos. But Rav says that was the shirish of the chait of machin the pizizus. Sometimes the kumsu I mention, but you have to know when it's right. Yehuda ato yoducha achecha. The Rishonim bring a yid is called a Yehudi. We're not called Yaakovi. We're not called Ruveni, Zvuloini. A Yid, a Jew, Yehuda. The Yisoid is because Yehuda ato yeducha achecha. The whole mahus of Yehuda's name was when Leah gave him the name was Apam Oides Hashem. And that symbolizes in Yehuda a metzias of kol kulay being hoida. And vice that's a dover mahusi. That's a Yisoid is the kazach that tightens up the whole mahus. And that's what a Yid is called al shmoi, Yehudi. Ish Yehudi, a Yid is called a Yehudi. The emes it says by Leah when she said Apam Oides Hashem, there's a famous pshat that she said. It's a drush. She said Leah is giving a name to her son, so she said she's vada moli b'simcha. She had a fourth son, more than Chelka from the other imoys, but she said it with a niggin. Apam Oides Hashem. Only today, now that I had this baby, now I'm going to be Oides Hashem, and then I'm going to forget about it. No, I want to remember this haydo my whole life. Al kein kara shema Yehuda. She enabled and was b'chaysamoy. She put into his Metzias that that's going to be his name. Only Hapam Oides Hashem, no, it's because they're going to be a Hoida. The Taish of a Yid is to be Moida, that's a Yehudi. We can still sue the Ramban. Famous Ramban in the end of Parshas Boy, that he talks about the Yesoidus of Emuna and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Nisim in Mitzrayim to Shtelavek Emuna. Or B'Toich HaDvarim, there's a Shura there in the Ramban. The Ramban says, V'Kavonas Kol HaMitzvus, Shenamin Belekeinu V'Noide Eloch. We should give Hoida, Shehu Boireinu. And then he says, Heretzu Aloshin for Ramban, Vihi Kavonas Hayitzira. That's the Kavon of the whole Kriyas Oilam. V'ein lanu tam acher biyitzira. Eloshak el chafek v'tachtoyim ulvad, sheyeda ha'odan v'yoyda leilikov shebroi. Vifl svarim is gishribing of our Sufi Kabbalah and Bechlal and Machshova, vosad the tachlas habriya and anavadet is the yamadem of Aloshin of Ramban. Ein lanu tam biyitzira elo, sheyeda ha'odan v'yoyda leilikov. Das ist Yehuda. Yehuda ati yeducha achecha. The Medrash brings that Malchus of Yehuda, Yehuda is the Melech, Malchus Yehuda is the emes compared to the Yereach. Because the Mahalach of the Yereach, Klal Yisrael is also compared to the Yereach. It goes, it gets starts from being nothing until it gets to the peak when it's 15, and then it goes back down again. Kemoikein, by Malchus, Beis David, the way it's spelled back, there are 15 doyrs from Avram Avinu all the way to Shloima, Shloima Melech, which was the peak, and then from Rechavam ben Shloima all the way back down to Yechonia, to the Golus Mishoina, which Avada the Haskalta, the Golus is Asara B'Tavis, that's where it started. The Cheshbon Advarim, it goes with a Cheshbon of 15 and 15. And there's a Sach and Yonam in them, that the 15, the cycle of 30, of 15 and 15, is Meshach Shaychi from the Ereach to the Levana. By Kiddush Levana, we say, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kai, and such a ton of them. Kemavur, in the Ramah, in Hilchus Rosh Chodesh, Ayin Sham. Ad Ki Yavoi Shiloi. The Baal HaTorim brings the pshat, Ad Ki Yavoi Shiloi. Shiloi means, until we will come, Achi HaShiloini. Achi HaShiloini was the one that was Mevater to Yerovam ben Nevat, that there's going to be a kera in the Malchus, which happened in the times of Rechavam ben Shloimai, that Yerovam was Mevasa, Achi HaShiloini was the one, he took the beged of Yerovam, he cut it into 12 pieces, and he says 10 pieces, this was a Nevuah, the ripping up the beged was a Nevuah, that 10 pieces go to Malchus Beis Yisrael, and only 2 to Malchus Beis David, Ad Ki Yavai Shiloi, like that, until then, is going to be the actors of the Malchus Beis David, and then the law Yikas Amim, then they're going to break into Amim, they're going to break into different Shvatim, and Klai Yisrael Taka Nikro L'Shnai, Avad the other chapter is Ad Ki Yavai Shiloi, Shiloi is Mashiach Shiloi, Gematri Mashiach, Ander Zachim, Shiloi, Ad Ki Yavai Shiloi, Yisochar Chamor Goren, Amei was Batoira, Vayar Menucha Kitoi, Vayet Shich Mai Lisbal. I saw two pshat, and what's meant Vayar Menucha Kitoi, Vayet Shich Mai Lisbal? One pshat is Vayar Menucha Kitoi, Yisochar saw that Menucha is a good tzach. Tagi Gishmak is that, to sit back and relax. Menucha is a good tzach. Oy Bazoi, he saw it's a good tzach. He wanted to give it up for the Rabbi Nishloim, Vayet Shich Mai Lisbal. So he went in heart of it. He wants to be mevater on a zach that he thought was good. He thought menucha was good. Had the mevater given on them, and fakert he was omel vayet shech my lisbo. But there's another shot also. It's a toiva kamash malon. A person wants to relax, zaka. Tzadikim ain't lehem menucha by the mazda, but a person wants to relax. It should be well earned. Or if a mensch harvit and taka against the tog, and he earned his day well, taka good duch the harvit. Then vayar menucha kitoy. We had a Rebbe that said, you could argue, you could agree to the Vart, you could bring the Vart, but it was a Zog. The Zog was a Zog Parza. He said, Ich verstehe nicht, die was learning a mission of Brewer say the Benas Dorm. Wie hat man keuches? Hat man genutzt erst to say, wie es darf zu sein, ist Benas Dorm ist Taka, zu platzen, ist Taka, wissen, trübe gehen keuches, weiter für zweite say. Aber was hat man gesagt, man hat keuches, hat nicht genutzt erst to say, wie es darf zu sein. Nun, als der Eulam hat keuches, ich sage, ist Avada, chelchen mei reißen. Aber it was a tzugang, it was a cook, a blick of a zazach. Noch ein erster Seder, das man sein geplatzt. Vayar menucha ki toi. Vayay tschich mei lisbo. Should be well earned. Lishu osra, steht weiter bei Don. Lishu osra ki visi Hashem, yudkei vavkei. In the Avodis Yisrael, the Kozhen Samagir is medayik, that in the Parshiyas, mikeis vayigesh, steht nish b'chal Shem Hashem, steht alikim, aber steht nish Shem Hashem. The entire choshech of the galus that Yosef is going through, and this whole Seder Advarim of Klal Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim, it's all fartunkel. There's no Shem Hashem. Bizma kumtzu to lishiwascha kivisi Hashem. There's a Seder Advarim over here. That's how it is in the galus. That is takamatzav of Hester Ponim. The whole mikes vayigash till now, it's the Hester Ponim. Till we come to takas to the lishiwascha kivisi Hashem, and then everything is nizgal. Then everything is nizgal. You have God and Osher, who spoke already Chanukah, the Chesed Inyan. The Torah brings down on Hilchus Rosh Chodesh that every Chodesh is connected to Shevet. He brings down, he brings it from his brother, Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah, Rabbi Yaakov Bala Torah, brings from his brother Yehuda, but it's really a Medrash, that the Gimel Ovis is Mesamel, the Gimel Regolim. Yaakov is Pesach and Yitzchak is Shavuos, and Avram is Pesach and Yitzchak is Shavuos and Yaakov is Sukkot. There's a Yonim in that. When the Shvatim are connected, the Yud Beis Chodesh, the Rosh Chodesh are connected to the Shvatim. There's various Cheshbonos how it works. Though a lot of the Shittas it is that Chodesh Kislev is God, and Chodesh Teves is Osher. And the Bira Inyan is, because Chanukah is interesting, it's the only Yomtif that we find that's not specifically in a certain month. Every Yomtif is Shayach to its month. Pesach to Nisan, and Shavuos to Sivan, and Sukkot to Tishrei. Chanukah gefinzich be'etzim in 2 months. So the one Inyan is because you have to have a Rosh Chodesh. One of the Inyan of Chanukah is that they wanted to go against Chodesh, Shabbos, and Milah. So it's 8 days, and there's always a Shabbos in Chanukah, sometimes two, and always a Rosh Chodesh. Of what's the type that Chanukah is Meshach Shaychi to both Chodoshim? So the type is because Chanukah Bemet had 2 Inyanim. There was the Netzachin of the Mulchama, which is Chodesh Kislev, which is God, Geduv Yigudenu, Vahu Yogud, okay, that's the Mulchama, and God is seven is Teva, it's the Mulchama, and Tevis is Osher, May Osher Shmei Nalachma, Yidish Nes of the Shemen, Ruchnius, Osher is 501, and there's Sachin Yonim and them that Mesamel Lamalami Derech HaTeva, the Tzachadash Machav is 501. But 501 is already Lamalami Derech HaTeva. That's God and Osher. Those are the two Chalokim. Those are the two Chalokim of Chodesh Shvat and Adar. Steht weiter in der Parsha, Vayigva, Vayiyosef al-Am of Yaakov Avinu. Ptiris Yaakov Avinu. Same as Gemara in Tainis, Daf Hei, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Omer Lei, v'chi b'chdi softu sevdaino, v'chontu chantayi, v'kobru kavrayi. Well, but there was a Levaya, there was a Kvura, there was a Spade, and what was made Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Omer Lei, mikra ani doyim shechaba posik. Va'at al tira av di Yaakov nam Hashem, v'al techas Yisrael, ki hinani Mashiach mirochoi, makashu lezaroi, ma'azari b'chayim, afu b'chayim. Oy, v'zo Yaakov Avinu loy meis. There's various chutzim, what's this meant? And Rabbeinu Bechai explains that Yaakov Avinu was a darg of a tzaddik, that sometimes it's a darg of a tzaddik, that miroi kedushasoi, it's shayach that the metzias of guf still remains of a gevissa darga, even after there's a period from the neshama. He tells through the Gemara Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel, that it says in Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel, Kol Beis Shimshah V'Asi Lebeis, Rabbeinu HaKadosh every Friday night used to go back to his house. And it's mavur there, Rabbi Kveger is mitzayin in the Gilyan HaShas, in Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel, Rabbi Kveg is mitzayin that Rebbe would come to his house every week in his Shabbos clothes, and he would make kiddush, and he would patter the oil with kiddush. That's a much bigger kiddush. Even though make some chavshimi, when kimon shemeis nasa chavshim and amitzvus, of Rabbeinu Hakadosh in this bechina of Yaakov Avinu loy meis, Rabbeinu Hakadosh was Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. Nosi is Rosh Hatevis. Nitzutz shel Yaakov Avinu. He had this nitzutz of the neshama of Yaakov Avinu, and we know Yaakov Avinu loy meis. He would make kiddush. How is he a bar chiyuva? Akedekach, he's considered loy meis. He's able to be moiti the achirim yidei chavosin v'kiddush. I heard once a pshat, it's a harifa of their morning, that the end is the tight white, it's a chiddush, little pula, that the reason why a meis is taka potter in a mitzvah is because the meis is kavur, and the kvurosa, he's being oisik in mitzvah's kvura. And thus is dan ganse mitzvah, and that's oisik in mitzvah potter in a mitzvah. Over Rabbeinu HaKadosh is bebeso, in this big kvurosa, he came out, he ate kiddush. Over, that was staying in the inyonim, that is a muslim, that the guf is still there. The Chochmas Menoyach in Soita, he brings down in Tainus, I'm sorry, over there in Tainus, the Chochmas Menoyach wants to say a pshat, Yaakov Avinu loy meis, the Gemara asks, v'chidi softish of dainu, v'chonti chontayu. So Rashi says, ha, the chonti chontayu, nidma lehem shu meis. But really, he was chai. So the Chochmas Menoyach, but that was only till the Kvura. By the Kvura, Avada, when they were koivri Yaakov, he was meis. On Softus of Dain and Chanto Chantaya, that was like Rashi's Madai, like the Rashi, was Kisurum Shemes. Over the Etim the Kfura, was Boisayim. And he wants to say, Lefizeh, we know that Rivka had originally said in Avuah, Loma Eshkal Shneichem Biyoim Echad. Rivka was Menabe that they're going to be Nifter Yaakov and Esav the same day. And the Gemara says in Soita Afalpi that the Emes they weren't Nifter the same day, but their Kvura was the same day, because on that day that they were Koivri Yaakov Avinu, Kushim Ben Don was Oyref Roshay Shal Esav, and Roshay Shal Esav is also Munach Bar Maris Amach Pela, and that's what happened. It was Takalome Eshkol Shneichem Yemecha. Now the Chachmas, the Gemara says in Soita this Inyan, the Gemara says they really didn't die the same day. V'zok the Chachmas Noach, they did, because the Emes, the Kvura was the Shas Ptir of Yaakov Avinu. On Yaakov Avinu Leimes is on the Hesped and on the Chanota. The Kvura Soitaki was Nifter. Yesh Lahoy Sefalze. We spoke a few weeks ago. It says that Yaakov Avinu made V'hoya Hamachana Nishar Lefleito. So the Chanukah Satayra says, how does Yaakov Avinu know for sure that the Hoya Hamachan initial of later? So Zok, the Chanukah Satayra, Yaakov had a cheshbon. In Yovei Hamachan Achaz V'Iko, if Esav is going to come to the first Machan and he's going to kill me, so then I'm going to know for sure that the other Machan is going to survive. Why? Because Rivka was Menabe that they're going to be dying the same day. And therefore, if Esav kills me, he won't survive. The two Machanas are a day's trip apart. For sure, it looks like that the second machana will survive. For Ektivel, this Chanukah, the Torah is gebayt if the cheshem that they didn't die the same day, that they're going to die the same day. Of that, if they didn't, the Torah is like this Chachmas Menoyach, Taka, they didn't, but really the Kfura was. If Esav would have killed Yaakov, Kipshutai, in Machan Asas Yiko, then there's no Bechin of Yaakov Vino Loi Meis, then Esav Sam, Geharag at Yaakov. Then Avad the Kipshutai, he would die. Then Avad the Rifkiz Nevoah would be true, and Esav would have to die that same day also. In the Bechin of Yaakov Vino Loi Meis, it's shaykh that there was a period in Zman. If Esav would have killed him, well, Nishke Ben Azay. Lamaisa, the Tsugya Leontainis Saivi is a very shver Sugya. The Gemara says, Yaakov Vino Loi Meis. The Gemara has a Kasha Vechin, the Dizap Tisim Zainu. Lamaisa, the Gemara says, there's a Pasuk. But how does the pasuk answer the kasha? Mahu b'chayim, mazari b'chayim. But what's with the kasha? V'chi b'chdis after v'sandayu v'cham t'chantayu. Zok t'velt, yisoyd. For that kasha, start nish. The Gemara can frek that kasha. The Gemara says, Yaakov yinu loy nish. Frek the Gemara kasha. Zok b'chayim, v'yemfet the Gemara the kasha. Tanya emfet nish the kasha. But for that kasha, start nish. If Yaakov, if say Yaakov yinu loy nish, it's because you have a kasha. How's that kasha? But for that kasha, start nish. Maise, shahoya, with a certain rov, that was Matur and Aguna. And Rahman al-Islam, years later, the husband came back and they asked him, how is it Shaykh that you were Matur and Aguna, that you were Nichshel, how did it happen? So he says, I don't understand how it happened. The Emes, this Aguna was a very Shveris Sugya to be Matur this Aguna. I was learning up, it's a Shveris Sugya, at the end of Yevamos. I had a big Kasha in the Sugya. Because of this big Kasha, I was Mahadashi Yisoyed to learn up the Sugya. Based on that Yisoyed, that was the basis of the Heter to be Matur this Isha Zanet. I'm like, it's up then good, has Gahat Akasha, but from Akasha Starvinish. From Akasha Starvinish. Yeah. State in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tov Kuf Pei, a regime of days that are Yemei Tainus. So state that on Ches Tevis was a gzeiro that the Torah should be nichtav b'yavonis, b'yamei talmei ha-melech, and the oilam was choshech b'shloisha yomim. Because they were metargan the Torah to yavonis, that caused a choshech of shloisha yomim. That already is shloisha yomim, Ches Tevis and Yud Tevis. On Ches Tevis was nichtav the Torah b'yavonis. The Chasam Sofer explains that when they were metargan the Torah, Torah is pardes, pshat, remes, drush, and soy. Ulai, pshat, they could be metargan, ulai. Of Ravad and the Targum of the Torah Shabbat, when the Targum is Yevonis, you're not going to be able to see in the Yevonis Remez, Drush, Vesoid. That's the Shloishi Yomim of Choshech. That's what he wants to say. The Shloishi Yomim of Choshech is for the Remez, Drush, Vesoid. But it was Choshech for Shloishi Yomim. On Tes Tevis, the Machaber says, and it's from the Torah, we don't know which Tzara happened. But there's a fast day also. He's giving a list of all the fast days. Tes Tevis, we don't know what happened. Asara B'Tevis was Samach Melech Bavel al Yerushalayim Lachriva, the Motzar on the ear, started on Asara B'Tevis. Now, the Machaber says that on Tes Tevis, we don't know what happened. In the Hagoyz V'Chadushim on the tour, it's brought down that we have a Messiah that was the day that Oysei Ish was Noilad. Everyone has different Cheshboinus, Mitnitl, aber Tes Tevis was the day of Oysei Ish, was Noilad. And the Machaber says he doesn't know. It could be that he says he doesn't know because there was censura. There was the censors didn't let them write that we're making a tzoyim on the day, so that's why it's loy noida. And it was really, and now we know it's because of the late of Oiseish. Now, the Mogen Avraham and the Taz, they all ask that if you look in the Slichas it says that Ezra HaSoifer was nifter on Tes Tevis. So what is the Machaber saying? We don't know what's with Tes Tevis. In the Slichas, in the Nusach of the Slichas, it says that it was Taka on Tes Tevis was Nifter Ezra HaSoifer. And the Teres is Pashat, some was Meremi, Shein Ezach. The Sfardim have a different Nusach in the Slichas. And in their Slichas, it says that Ezra HaSoifer was Nifter on Asara B'Tevis. So the Machaber L'Shitasoi says we don't know what Tes Tevis is about, because he has that Asara B'Tevis as you make Yoim Petiris Ezra HaSoifer. Over the Taz, Magen Avraham, Ashkenazim, we Taka have that Tes Tevis is Yoim Petiris Ezra Sofer, and that's why, and that's what Tes Tevis is. The Chasam Sofer says, it's the Bigarichas here on the Inyonim, the Chasam Sofer says that if Tes Tevis is Taka the Yoim Petiris Ezra Sofer, so why is it Behalten? Why is it Loi Noida? He says, because the MS, we know, the Marshal by the Nase of Purim, Haman made a cheshbon of Adar because it's Yom Kippur's Moshe Rabbeinu, but he didn't realize it's also Yom Leidah's Moshe Rabbeinu. No, the same thing should be by Ezra Sofer. Why weren't we zoicha that discuss that Ezra Sofer, maybe it's Yom Tirasi, but it's also Yom Leidah's Sofer. It should stop. And the terrorist is, the reason was is because they were metargan the Torah on Ches Tevis. That's what he says. And therefore, it's at the Vekinomen, the koyach of to be able to be matzah. And that's why it's with Gnai and Ezra that it wasn't able to be matzah, so their month is finished. Over Be'emeth, that was the cheshbin of Legabi Tesfei. Asora B'tevis is the yoim that there was the Masair on the Samach Melech Bevel on the ear. There's a remez, the Chassam Seifer brings, there's also another day in Tevis, there's Hey Tevis. Hey Tevis is a much later date. It's earlier in the month, but years later was the Yom HaShmua. It came to them, the Shmua, the ones that were ready, Gola, to the Shmua of the Korban. So he says, there's a remez in the Pasuk, it says, by Mitzoyra, Hitiach Es Abayis. Hitiach, he says, is these letters, Hey, Ches, Yud, Tes. Hey Tevis, which is the Yom HaShmua. Ches Tevis, which was the Torah, was Miturgam Yevonis. Tes Tevis is the Mises Ezra. And Yud Tevis, Samach Melech Bavel. That's Hitiach Es Abayis. And afterwards, we're waiting for the Tir Akoyin Es Abayis, the Eibushes, to bring back Taka the Abayis, and it should be Nepach Liyogim V'Simcha. He says, this is our remnant. It's brought down in the Beis Yosef, over there in the Torah, B'Shem Davud Raham. Davud Raham says, we know that in our calendar, Asar B'Tavis is the only fast that can come out on a Friday. None of the other Tanesim come out on a Friday. None of the other ones come out on a Shabbos either, except for, no, they can come out on a Shabbos. They can come out on a Shabbos, the Nitra, Yom Kippur, Tishma, all of them come out on a Shabbos. Of a Friday, none of them come out on a Friday, except for Asar B'Tavis. Yom Kippur also doesn't come out on a Friday. Tisha B'Av also not. Asar B'Tavis comes out on a Friday. Zok Davud Raham, Asar B'Tavis on our calendar doesn't come out on Shabbos. But if it would, we would fast even on Shabbos. Because it's Be'etzem HaYoyim HaZeh. And Asach Redenbeck and then this Yisoyed of Davud Raham, that over there is Be'etzem HaYoyim HaZeh. The Or Sameach, based on this Davud Raham, he says that over Nechma, there's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara is handling on Erev and Dafmen. What do you do if someone's fasting on Erev Shabbos a Tainus Yochid? And what exactly, how exactly is he supposed to be mashlamit, not be mashlamit? And Ar Samech asks, why did the Gemara stel the Shaila on a person that's fasting a Tainus Yochid? Why don't you stel it on Asara B'Tavis? Zokta, based on the Avudram, Asara B'Tavis, Lu Yitziru would have been on Shabbos, you would also fast on Shabbos. So then it doesn't have the same Gedorim, what you're supposed to do at the end of a Friday fast, you can't handle it Lagavi Asara B'Tavis. Hagam, Yesh la'ayin. If you're talking that maybe Asara B'Tavis is only able to fast on Shabbos when it's chal on Shabbos, but Asara B'Tavis that's chal on Friday also is doicha Shabbos. Dukma l'davar v'tamol gereta v'zah pilpul. If you have a baby that's 8 days old, it's yom hashmini l'milosoi is a Friday, but it's already very late Friday, and the only moil available was already makabel Shabbos. So it's a milas yom shmini. Yeah, but maybe milas yom shmini is doicha Shabbos when it's Yom Hashmini b'Shabbos. This is Yom Hashmini b'Shishi. They have Erev Shabbos. Lamaise, it's only a Kabbalah Shabbos. It's only a Mitzvah Esei. He could probably be Matanet. This with that. I'm not handling now what you're supposed to do in such a case. Find a different model. But the Nakuda that the or Sameach is Namigon that the Avudram's din that Asar B'Tavis Doicha Shabbos is not only Asar B'Tavis of Shabbos. Who are the Asar B'Tavis of Friday is Simon Shabbos. Asara B'Tavis, Dr. Chassam Sofer, we even fast on Shabbos, because Asara B'Tavis, there are 98 days from Rosh Hashanah to Asara B'Tavis, and that's connected the 98 klolos in Mishnah Torah, and there's a bezunder inyan that after that 98 days that we want to shtel avek a tikkun, and it's different, it's yoyim kagarim, it has to be dafk on that day, that's tzadi ches yomim from Rosh Hashanah. He says there's also an inyan of Asara B'Tavis, it's the 10th day of the 10th month, which is the Yud Sheba Yud. Ze'ira Sheba Ze'ira. Anova Sheba Anova. And in that Schus Taka will come the Geula. He says also that Yaakov Avinu lived 147 years. The 147 years of Yaakov is connected Tzai, the 98 Klolos in Kisavoy, together with all the Klolos of Pashas of Chukai, is together 147. From Tisha B'Av till Asara B'Tavis is 147. And he had the cheshbon that the Yom HaShmua, which was on Hey Tevis, was really supposed to be on Yud Tevis. And if it would have been on Yud Tevis, it would have taken been the tikkun, because in the source of Yaakov Avinu, it would have been Hushlam. But it wasn't, because they were Machal Shabbos, and therefore it didn't work out. Same as the cheshbon. Now, he also has an interesting cheshbon. I saw in Sfarim brought down also that Mechiris Yosef happened on Asar B'Tavis. The Shoyrish of all the, you know, we say Asar B'Tavis is the Shoyrish of all the Haskholah.
the Mechiras Yosef, which is the Vada Haskola of everything, was also the Mechiras Yosef, his Mavur and Sforum was on a Sura B'Tegel. But it's also interesting like this. Yaakov Avinu was Nifter on Sukkot, and they made Chanotah 70 days, and the 70 days Chanotah end on Chanukah. But then Yosef made another 7 days of Avel, and then to go from Mitzrayim to Hebron another 6 days, the Kitzur, the Chasam Sofer works out of Cheshbin, that Yaakov Avinu was Nikbar on Asor HaBetegas. Now, Kvuras Yaakov Avinu, which we said Yaakov Avinu loy meis, over Kvuras Yaakov Avinu, and also Arifas Roish Shal Esau. Zok the Chasam Sofer, and he says this is very important, Asor HaBetegas is a Proshas Drochem, is a crossroads. Asor HaBetegas is the Shoyrish and Aschol of the Puranius, the Tchilas Motzer of Somach Melech Bavel al Yerushalayim, Mechiras Yosef, and Taka, Ptiras Yaakov Avinu, Kvuras Yaakov Avinu. But on the other hand, Arifas Roish Shal Esau. Asorah B'Tavis has in its potential every year, and that's why it has to be B'Yayim, Afilu B'Shabbos. Asorah B'Tavis every year comes back to that Nakuda, that the Eibishter. It's Me'oyer by the Rabbani Shalom, this Nakuda, that Asorah B'Tavis has in it both factors. Mitzad Echad, it could be the Haskol already of the Geula. Mitzad Sheni, it's Gor, Haskol is Parnes, it's a Galgal. It has both in Yon and Taman in this, and the Ezra Hashem. Klaiyosol nitzu the sois riftig and mizboinen zayin riftig zol zayin taka the havtocha of pokoid yifkoid.